Chapter 12, The Cell Checker. The Cell Checker program, or application in computerese, was probably already loaded into your Braille light from the factory. It's in a file called cell.dic. It takes up 86 Braille light pages. If you deleted this file, thinking you wouldn't have enough room for other large files in your unit, refer to section 1.2, which discusses the expanded flash memory in your machine, and check out sections 14.4 and 15.5 to see how to load this external program back into the Braille light. The advantage of having a dictionary always at your fingertips may be worth it. Well, not exactly a dictionary. The spell checker inspects your files for spelling errors and suggests corrections for the misspelled words it finds. It also allows you to create a secondary personal dictionary with words that are spelled correctly but that aren't part of the cell.dic file. And now that you have flash memory available, you can actually store the spell checker in flash, so it doesn't take up any room at all in the RAM portion of your unit. As you'll see in Chapter 16, external programs generally need to be in RAM in order to run, but we made the spell checker an exception since it's such a vital program. This is the one external program you can run from flash. Now, let's see how it works. Part 1, running the spell checker. To load the spell checker into memory from the currently open file, bring up the options menu and write a ch-sign.16. The bell light says, spell check what? Write a W to check the word currently under your cursor, or write a Z to check your entire document, starting from your current cursor location. If you want to spell-check the entire document from beginning to end, make sure your cursor is at the top of the file. If you decide to discontinue spell-checking the document, you can abort the process with the usual Z-chord. In that case, the document is checked only to the point where you canceled the process. When a word is not found, you've either spelled it incorrectly, it doesn't match a word in the spell checker, or it may not be a word found in the standard dictionary like a proper name. In such a case, the spell checker has options for you. If the Braille light says not found and spells out the word in question, it then presents you with a set of options. Let's look at these one at a time. If you get stuck and can't remember the available options, write an H to hear them repeated, or just run through them with .4 chords and .1 chords, as you would any other menu of options in the Braille light. Point 2, adding a word to your personal dictionary. Use option A for adding a word to the custom dictionary called personal.dic, a file the spell checker automatically creates for you and places at the end of your file's list. The Braille light says OK and keep searching the file for other misspellings. Point 3, bypassing a word for the rest of the document. Suppose you have XYZ in a file. This is the way you want to spell this word. You don't want to add it to a personalized dictionary, and you don't want to have your spell checker continue to warn you every time it finds it. Choose option B from the spell checker menu, and the word is bypassed for the remainder of the spell check process. Point 4, reading a word in context. What if you're not sure whether a word is correct, but you would be if you could hear surrounding text? This might be true of an abbreviation or acronym. Choose option C to hear the word spoken as part of the current line of text in your file. for a 0.5, correcting a word. If you realize that the word is spelled wrong, choose option E. The bell light prompts you to enter a correct word. When you've written it, press an E chord and the bell light says OK, confirming that it has replaced the word for you in the file. Then it continues to spell check the document. Point 6, repeating a word. Let's say you're not sure what spelling the bell light gave you for the word in question. Choose option R to have the word spoken and spelled again. Press dot 3-6 chord to have the word spelled out. Phonetically. Point 7. Overlooking a word. If the word the spell checker thinks is wrong is really okay, but you want it to be checked throughout the rest of the document, choose option O. Point 8. Suggested replacement words. If you think you might have chosen a better word, or you want to hear possible spellings for the word, the spell checker provides you with its best guesses of what it thinks you meant to spell. Choose option S. The spell checker lists several possibilities. Move back a choice with dot 1 chord and forward a choice with dot 4 chord. To the top of the suggestion list with L chord and to the end of it with a dot 4-5-6 chord. Writing a C reads you the current choice, and pressing an E chord replaces the incorrect word with the current choice. To leave this submenu without choosing a replacement word, simply abort it with a Z chord. A note of caution. While the spell checker can check through a grade 2 Braille file, when it replaces the word in such a file, it does so in computer Braille. In other words, if the replacement word is, say, word, you will find that it is spelled out, not contracted, in your Braille file. While this does not affect the reading of the text, it may affect your ability to search for that word later. You could look for the contracted version of the word for a long time and never find it. The spell checker does take up a considerable amount of Braille light space, but if you write a great deal with the Braille light or have no other word processor at your disposal for printing perfectly spelled documents, it can be a lifesaver. And speaking of printers and other computers, we turn to them next. Summary. This lesson has covered a staggering array of utilities and tools available in the Braille light. We suggest you review those chapters that are especially important to your daily use of the Braille light before moving on to our next challenge, telecommunications. This subject can scare some, but don't worry. We'll keep it as simple as possible. You'll find that hooking up the Braille light to other devices can only broaden your horizons. Take a deep breath, and let's move on.